At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Well, it is Wednesday, and we were not with you last week.
We were both sick last week, saw we? One of us might still be sick a little bit.
Holy, might? Wow.
Is.
Might is an understatement.
And I'll give you a hint. It's not me.
It's your lovely co-host, AJ, who's... We could say he's been dying the past little bit.
Oh, no. But
he doesn't have the luxury of getting to sleep all day because his days look like 8 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Also, but we're going through it because we have to bring an episode to you guys.
Yes, I'm suffering for the five listeners, for the five people that will enjoy hearing my dead voice. There's not more than that, I'm going to be honest.
For our many listeners, you guys are going to love it.
It's been over a week now. I'm sick, but it's 2 p.m. on a Wednesday. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Tickets, Please. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Tickets, Please. My name is AJ.
And I'm Jackson.
And I still feel as bad as I did pre-intro, but I think I will bring the energy today because I always bring the energy. I had to bring the energy Sunday night doing an improv show, fully sick. I was hosting an improv show. Jackson was in the improv show. Rice Pilaf, for those of you who don't know. Great show on Sunday night. This is Two Tickets, Please, though, not Rice Pilaf, the podcast where we talk about all things movies, and we were not with you last week due to what we explained in the intro. I was going to actually make a joke about Shelby Oaks in the intro, but I liked playing on the sickness bit a little bit more than the Shelby Oaks bit, for those of you who don't know. Well, we'll get to Shelby Oaks in a little bit. Jackson, what do we got coming up today?
Today... We're gonna say that again, of course, and then we're gonna talk about one movie we've seen recently that only AJ has seen, and then we're probably just gonna play some fun film games because there's not much out.
We're probably gonna play some.
We're gonna play some fun film games because there's still not much out to see, and we haven't had time to go see movies. But we're still going to talk about movies and play games with movies.
Yes. We have been... I've been filming things, but
yeah,
I haven't...
We haven't
been able to go see movies.
Yeah.
We've been putting in a lot of work. I think, actually, we never got to talk about this on the podcast, but a few weeks ago, we recorded a Breaking Bad spoof commercial for Two Tickets, Please. That is still not in the Instagram. That will be on the Instagram soon.
Oh, is it on the Instagram yet?
It didn't work the second time I tried it, so I'm going to try it again.
We'll get it there at some point, but it's pretty good.
It was here at Taylor, we have, at first semester, there's this giant concert-type thing called My Gen, and... They air commercials in between each act of the concert, and we submitted a Breaking Bad spoof commercial for Two Tickets, Please. It got in, and it was decently well-received by our peers.
It was very well-received.
I thought it was very well-received. I have a video of people's reactions. It was good. People thought it was funny. Other than that, just other production stuff has been going on.
Yeah, we're doing a lot.
We're busy.
We're pretty busy. And
we're busy people.
With school. You know what I'm saying?
With skill. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But
yes. So I think
let's move on.
Now that we got that out of the way, a quick little update about our lives, which I'm sure the five of you really care deeply.
I bet.
Time to.
What's it time for?
Say that again.
It's time to say that again, and let's say it again one more time.
Stop.
Say it again. It's time for the
say that again
segment. I'm done now. Let's do our lines. You go first.
My line comes from the hit movie Cars.
Okay. All right. I can see where this is going.
And it's when Mater says, "I'm happier than a tornado in a trailer park," and then he goes, "Woo-wee!" You know what he says? That
yeah.
And that's it.
I'll be saying that. Well, it's just pretty. I just be saying that.
It's just funny.
Yeah. I'm sicker than a tornado in the trailer park. Woo-wee!
That doesn't quite make sense. Oh man.
Man.
But also in Cars 2, Mater says. He's like, "I've got a girlfriend," and he's talking about Holly Shiftwell, and they're like, "What?" And he's like, "Yeah, she likes me for my body," which is quite funny.
Mater, wow, Mater's okay. Let's move on. I'm not gonna say. Okay, let's continue. Mine is a bit. Mine's like a sequence. I feel like I do this one a lot, especially when I don't know where to get a funny quote from.
Mm.
From the Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. Mine is the whole sequence when, so Ed, like the head of the studio, the head of the TV studio is like, "Listen, Burgundy will read anything that's put on the teleprompter." And so like he warns them, and then they're actually doing the show. And during the show, Ed notices something. He's like, "Hey, who typed a question mark at the end on the teleprompter?" And Ron Burgundy is reading from... the teleprompter, "Stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy." Because he reads how it is on the teleprompter. So Ed goes, "For the last time, anything you put on the prompter, Burgundy will read."
That movie's so funny.
"I'm Ron Burgundy?
I'm Ron Burgundy?
Welcome back to Two Tickets, Please, everybody. I'm AJ Richardson."
"And I'm Jackson Ormond."
Great movie, great moment, great say that again lines. Good stuff.
I like it.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't actually have
that's a,
this.
That's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
I love Anchorman.
I do too. It's definitely up there for favorite movies, comedy movies, all time. Great, great movie. Love it.
Fire movie.
Great movie. I mean.
Speaking of movies.
Well, yeah. Speaking of movies, wait a second.
Do you hear that?
I'm hearing something. Whoa, what is that? Oh my gosh. Oh.
It's so loud.
It really wasn't actually that
actually
loud.
Actually, it wasn't that
loud. Man, wow. Do you hear that? I think I know what that means.
I think that means it's time for...
recent movies we've seen recently.
That's right.
It's crazy that... before we dive in, that name we just like randomly came up with on the first ever episode, and it just like stuck.
Yeah, and we just go with it.
Recent you know? Movies we've seen recently.
I know, I love it.
I do too. It's really good, really good stuff. Last Friday night, yeah, we danced on tabletops. sorry, I went and saw Shelby Oaks with. With a group of guys. That's not how the song goes. I thought that was pretty
okay,
funny.
Okay, keep going.
I saw Shelby Oaks with Jordan, who's been on the show before. Ben, who we'd like to have the show. And then Jackson, not this Jackson, different Jackson, who we'd also like to have on the show. Basically, we saw Shelby Oaks... and I'm just going to give my quick thoughts. I should probably give like a plot synopsis. I'm going to talk about the story of Shelby Oaks. Basically, there's this YouTube critic named Chris Stuckman. I don't know if we can call him a critic, actually, because he does this thing called Movie Appreciation. So instead of actually critiquing the movie, he just talks about what he likes about the movie. And so there are no bad movies, I guess.
Okay.
In his eyes. That's a whole different can of worms. We don't need to get into that right now. But that is that's setting the scene. So Shelby Oaks is a horror film by Chris Stuckman, and it was really fun. For those of you who know me, you know that I don't usually do horror very well.
Yeah. Me neither.
No, for those of you who know me, it was strange. I felt compelled to, I'd never actually seen a horror movie in theaters on Halloween. And so I was like, maybe that's an experience I should have in my life. And the film is 91 minutes, give or take 7 minutes for credits. So that leaves us an hour and like 20, oh, I can't do math, an hour and 24 minutes, roughly. Let me read the description. A woman's obsessive search for her missing sister leads her into a terrifying mystery at the hands of an unknown evil. So, to explain what's going on, Cammy Sullivan plays this character named Mia, and Mia has this sister named, not Shelby, believe it or not. Shelby's the place that the movie's about. It's like an abandoned town that becomes a focal point of the story. Mia's sister's name is Riley, and Riley has this ghost hunting show, kind of, on YouTube called Paranoid Paranormals?
Something like that.
I don't actually remember. Hold on. I don't remember actually what it's called. This is embarrassing. I lost my train of thought.
It's okay.
I'm sick.
Does that matter that much?
Kind of.
Oh.
All
right.
Shelby Oaks Ghost Hunting Channel Name. I literally made up a spoof name for it and everything. I can't believe. Paranormal Paranoids. I was right. Okay. I wanted to call it Normal Normaloids. And like, we were joking about it. We could like film an episode of Normal Normaloids and like go to the stew. Our student center, and you could like point at someone and be like, I think that's a ghost. Like, just a normal person.
You just have like a
around.
Camera on them.
Yeah.
I think you're a ghost.
We think that would
just
be,
start chasing them.
We think that would be really funny. So, basically, what happens is the four people of Paranormal Paranoids, I think that's what it was called. I already forgot. They go to this town called Shelby Oaks, and, They just disappear without a trace, basically. Nobody really knows where they went, and so the film opens. I'm just going to spoil the film for everybody. It's been out for a little bit. I already spoiled it for Jackson, so there are spoilers if you want to see Shelby Oaks. Skip to, I don't have a timestamp. This is a live show. basically, what happens is they go to Shelby Oaks. Well, it opens like documentary style, like low-budget documentary style, kind of like a Taylor University documentary about Riley going missing, and so like Mia's talking about it, and you see all this like scary found footage of the night they disappeared, but they had two cameras, and so one of the tapes is missing, and so viewer discretion is advised, or listener discretion is advised. One of the guys in the videos like shows up with the tape, something bad happens, and now Mia is in possession of the new tape and sees some very interesting footage that helps answer the story. So she starts to dig a little more, and I'm not going to go. It's kind of complicated, and it's kind of really well written at the beginning. There's like this, like, basically it's like a demon that has been like, that like chose their family and whatnot. And like, it's like, there's a lot of different crazy things. And so she ends up going to Shelby Oaks by herself, which at this point in the movie, I'm super invested. I'm loving it. I think it's actually really good, which is weird for me because I don't usually enjoy horror. But I'm like, man, this is really good. I'm really into this. I want to see what happens next. And so Mia going into like the abandoned prison and stuff, I'm like, no, Mia, don't do it. Don't do it. And I'm really
enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm invested. Like, I'm invested. I want to know what happens, and I want to figure out what's going on. Basically, while Mia's in Shelby Oaks, a lot of weird things happen. This demon has a bunch of dog minions. So it's kind of interesting. Mm. There's a lot of barking.
A lot of barking?
Yeah, because the dogs are barking. You know? And so basically, that's the first hour of the movie I summed up in like 2 minutes. It's really good. And then she finds this like old lady in the woods. And when she enters the old lady's house, the movie starts to not be good.
Man. That freaking old lady.
Well, the old lady's really weird. Shoot. And there's a lot of weird things that happen in the house. She finds her sister in the basement of that house locked up, and it's just, like, weird. And I don't know if I can talk about a lot of what happens in the last 20 minutes, except I can tell you the demon wins at the end, and so we all hated the movie.
Shoot.
So, the idea with filmmaking is that you want to make redemptive and happy stories, and that's the reality of what you want to do. Not always happy. It's not always just la-la-la-la, but it's like, You want to tell stories that have, like, a redemptive theme, and the demon won. So, like, excuse me?
Hmm.
Chris Stuckman took 14 of my dollars.
What did you end up giving this movie?
2 stars.
Man.
I was locked in for the first half, so I felt like I had to give it at least 2.
What would you give this movie if it was all as good as the first hour?
I probably would have given it a 4-star if it was as good as the first hour.
Okay.
It wasn't like insane. It wasn't going to be like my favorite movie ever, but it was really good for the first hour. And then it just lost me because everything that it set up and everything exciting that was happening just kind of sucked when the demon won. So I was like,
man.
Like, when that moment happened, I can't really explain it because it's kind of strange, and I don't want to, like, have that on the podcast. But the demon won, and we kind of just sat there. We were like, no way that's it. And then the credits started rolling. I think Ben literally went, no way it's over. And then the credit and is directed by Chris Stuckman.
Oh,
Chris, what have you done to me? You ruined it. It's awful. Write a better movie, please, next time. But if you write a better movie, you'll have me seated because, man, you knew how to direct the first hour.
Man.
That's my thoughts on Shelby Oaks. It was really, I liked it, and then I hated it, and I still hate it now. Looking back, it all made sense. Like, it all made sense how we got to the end, but, like, for real, man. For real. Let's be for real.
Come on. So, what we learned from this is that you gotta finish strong.
Yeah.
Have a good ending. A good ending is pretty freaking important in movies.
Well, yeah, if you don't have a good ending, then the entire movie just kind of sucks.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's kind of the consensus between everybody, actually, even people who enjoy films like Hereditary or Talk to Me, which are other horror films that end similarly, but are way more well-regarded within the horror industry. I've seen both of them. I don't like either of them. Again, I like happy endings, to put it lightly. I like redemptive storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
That was not this. We all thought it was going to be that way, though. Like, throughout the first hour, like, there's no way people actually hate this movie, because she's going to fight the bad guy, and she's going to win, and I thought it was going to turn into this giant epic showdown at the end, and it just didn't. And we're like,
it's, like, important. Like, a lot of times in movies, for me, I'm like, oh man, like, they're setting this up great. I'm really excited to see how this ends. And that's, like, like, the most important part of the movie, honestly, is your resolution. I've definitely seen movies. I can't think of one immediately, but, like, yeah, that you, like, enjoy most of the way through, and then, boom, terrible ending, and you're like, all right.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Well, that's exactly what it was like. We were like, no way, that's it. All right.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of another movie like that.
And we recorded, like, our out-of-theater reaction. I don't know if that's something that, like, I can actually, like, post anywhere, but we were like...
Wait, I need to see that. I haven't seen that.
You do need to see that. We were like, what was that? Why?
Yeah.
Chris, what? You had us, man. You had us locked in. I was so ready. I loved it. And then...
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, I just didn't... Yeah, it was something. Yeah. So that was...
And I think, like, and movies can have the villain win and be good, but it really depends.
Yes, I agree, but it really depends.
Like Avengers Infinity War, not spoilers, it's been out for 7 years. Like, Avengers Infinity War, Thanos wins, and it's a great
ending. It's a great movie.
But like,
because it leaves it open ended. It sets up an Avengers win.
Yeah.
At the end, like, it doesn't just close off with Thanos won and it's over. Shelby Oaks closes off with the demon won, possessed Mia, and it's over. She can't do anything against it.
Yeah. What are some of the movies where the villain wins?
I'm trying to think. No, I can't think of any more off the top of my head, but I mean...
Oh, like Seven? Have you seen Seven?
Yes!
That's a pretty good villain winning. Actually, I don't know how I feel about that movie. It's like good.
It's a really good movie, yeah. But I don't know how I feel about the villain winning, so I take back my previous statement. Because, again, it's very, like, the villain wins and drives the detectives insane.
Is The Empire Strikes Back technically a villain winning movie?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. Interesting, yeah.
But the thing about The Empire Strikes Back is it sets up the...
Because it sets up the next one.
It sets up the name of the movie.
Yeah.
And the literal, like, actual Return of the Jedi in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
Like, it's the villain wins, but there is a chance for redemption. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
Like, Shelby Oaks didn't do it. Like, all right. All right, Chris. Thanks. Thanks for wasting 14 of my dollars.
Another Star... I mean, Revenge of the Sith pretty much ends... With the villain winning
as well. The same thing, but the thing about... Like sets up so the thing much. At the end is Padme gives birth to Luke and Leia,
and
who
it's
we
like,
know
bang.
That's the hope of the next generation.
Yeah.
Because eventually they do defeat the evil that's and true. Change Anakin back to the light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
would you say Fight Club is a villain winning ending?
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's like weird. That weirdly feels like a good ending too.
It is.
Yeah.
It is a good ending. That's a great movie.
So there's some. It works, is what we're saying. But
it can work.
But I didn't see this movie. But like, it's like in a horror movie where it's like the demon just straight up wins. Does it like kill them?
It kills Riley.
Okay. Well, but if like straight up wins, and it's like oh.
Because in order to get close to Mia, it had to like find a way to like. Get in the same proximity as her. So basically, by possessing a guy who kidnaps Riley, who then Riley gives birth to a baby that the demon then possesses, then the demon lets Mia save Riley and the baby, and then Riley and the baby are brought back to Mia's house after discharge from the hospital, and then the demon's like in the same vicinity as Mia. Because... At the ending monologue, when she's having her giant realization, the last line is like, and then he got what he finally wanted the whole time.
Mm.
And, like, Mia, like, gasps as she's possessed, and then that's the end of the movie. Like, all right.
Man, that's like, yeah. I don't like demons or stuff in it either, so I don't think I would have, like, liked the movie very much.
I don't usually, unless it's done, like, right. I know you didn't really like Sinners, but that was more like vampires and demons mix, but I thought that was really good. And what I just loved about Sinners is it ended with this epic fight where the good guys won.
Yeah.
That's what I liked about that. And that's what I thought Shelby Oaks was going to turn into. It just didn't turn into that.
Yeah.
The demon just won. And I was
so endings are important, guys.
Endings are very important. Keep that in mind. Way to make an informational twist on today.
Boom. Well, wait. I don't think we have a sound effect.
Oh, I do.
But now we're just gonna move into to game time.
Game time. Sorry, I totally remember. I put this together before. Before we were filming today, I totally forgot that I actually did that for
the
game time sound effect. I thought it was fitting.
No, that's funny. Today we have a lot of random games prepared.
How many games? We got 15
games. And we're kind
games.
Of, I don't know if we'll do 15, but we're kind of just going to go through some games and do it. Because there's not a lot of new movies. We just talked about the one new movie, and I hadn't even seen it. But we're going to see more movies soon to talk to you guys about. But today we have a bunch of fun games, and we're going to do like a round or two of a bunch of them just for fun. And it'll be great, and you'll enjoy it, and we'll enjoy it. Yeah.
Yes, we will.
Okay, so the first game that we're going to do is called Hot Take Showdown. In this game,
let's do it.
Each host is going to give just a hot take about movies, about some movie thing in general. It can be about an actor or a movie or like a director, like anything. And then the co-host is going to argue against that take. Or if we just totally agree, we're going to be like, valid, I guess.
About like a little like movie, about movie
just,
hot takes?
Just some hot take. And that's what we're going to do for this first game. So, do you want to go first, or do you want me to go?
I can go first.
Okay, let's hear that hot take.
Dodgeball, a true underdog story.
Yes.
Is not only in the top five comedies of all time, but it is in the top five 2000s films of all time.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
You want to know how to write endings? That's how you write endings.
I guess I'm supposed to argue against it. I don't, like, totally disagree.
Well, okay, so I rewatched it over the summer with a group of guys on Discord because we wanted to watch a movie. Some guys from, like, Will and Wesley from Brew.
Yeah.
And we were kind of talking about it afterwards and just, like, hanging out on Discord. And we were like, somebody mentioned that. Will was like, that might be one of the best movies of the 2000s. And I kind of thought about it for a minute, and I was like, you know what? That's definitely one of the best movies of the 2000s. 100%.
I don't know about one of the best movies from the 2000s. That feels crazy.
I think it's at least top five.
But it's definitely a great comedy movie. And I don't know why we don't make movies like that anymore.
Why don't we?
It's a very simple plot. Literally just he wants to save his gym and he's going to win money by doing a dodgeball tournament.
My question is, like, why, Ben Stiller, but would you ever go do something like Severance if you could just keep doing dodgeball?
I know. And we don't really do those kind of just like very simple comedy movies anymore,
no,
I feel like.
We don't get anything like The Hangover anymore, like Dodgeball anymore, Anchorman. We don't get anything like that anymore.
I think movies like this are hilarious. I definitely don't think it's a top five 2000s movie. I disagree with you there. But I don't think it's probably a top five comedy movie either, but it's very funny. I do really like this movie. I do think it's great.
I think
Ben Stiller in this movie is hilarious and so quotable.
I think I added the top five tooth. I do kind of believe that, but I also wanted to make it a true hot take.
Yeah,
so.
No, it's a good.
But
hot.
I do.
It's a good
that.
Hot take. My favorite line in the movie. You know when like so the two I don't remember any of the characters' names, but the one like nerdy guy on the team, and he says to like the girl on the team right after he like gets someone out in like the final, and he's like, I love you. She's like, I love you. And he's like, I love you. And then she gets destroyed in the face of the dodgeball. And it cuts to Ben Stiller and he goes, Junie loves Chachi. And he's like, boom. He does like the eyeglasses. Ben Stiller is hilarious.
There are some really great moments. My two favorite moments in the entire movie are the first one is near the beginning when Ben Stiller and, Vince Vaughn's character, I don't remember either of their names. They're like their first meeting in Ben Stiller's gym, and Ben Stiller goes, I have shareholders. You have
cup holders.
That's my first favorite moment. And then my second favorite moment is when the packages of uniforms get mixed up.
Oh my god.
And they like open it and they're like, these are not our uniforms. And they're like, we're on in 5 minutes. And they're like, I mean, I guess. And so they're just playing dodgeball in some absolutely ridiculous outfits.
Yeah. No, this movie's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
I'll give a hot take. I'll go for more of a casting choice hot take.
Okay.
How do I word this? I don't believe that the movies he is in are good, but I do believe that Ben Affleck as Batman is a good casting.
Am I supposed to argue that?
No, do you disagree with that?
No.
Oh, you agree
I
with
agree
that?
I agree with that.
Oh, okay, well, that's fine.
I think Ben Affleck is a great casting for Batman.
I think that's like usually hot take just because his movies aren't good.
I think
good.
He's one of the best Bruce Waynes.
And he also didn't get a solo Batman movie.
If he got a solo Batman movie, I bet it would have been the best movie in the
DCU. So
the
only movies he's actually in as Batman is like Justice League and Batman v Superman, which are not good movies. But
Yeah.
I do believe that he's a pretty good Batman.
Well, let me push back a little bit. If you trim the first 2 hours off Batman v Superman, it's a good movie.
But the you have to take off
all of the exposition and build.
There's
up
like
for
some
good
in that movie, I guess.
Well, there's some good, like the Batman and Lex Luthor chase scene is pretty good.
There's some
and then,
good
like,
stuff in it.
The actual Batman versus Superman part is really good, and then them versus the Krypton monster is really good too.
Yeah, but it's just not a good plot or anything. But I think if they did an actual Batman movie with him, and like any of his story, I think he's actually a good Batman.
Yeah, no,
I don't think he's like better than Christian Bale or like Robert Pattinson, but I think because of like his movies weren't good. But if they did something with him, he could have been really good. That's
yeah,
what I take.
No, I agree.
Do you want to do one more, or should we just move on to the next game?
Well, we have 15 games, don't we?
We don't have to do all 15 games.
I'm trying to think of another one.
If you don't have any, we can just move on, I think.
Do you have another one?
Not really. I can definitely think of one.
I mean, I know one that I've already talked about on the podcast prior.
Go for it.
I am not saying at all that this is a bad movie. I like this movie. I enjoy watching this movie,
mm-hmm.
but I think La La Land is overrated.
No way.
Way.
No, it's... I mean, you still like it. Well, you give it like 4 stars, right? Or like something like that.
I think it should be bumped to 4.5.
Okay.
But...
I mean, that's not even like a bad...
I like the movie. I do. I can sit down and I can cry every time I watch it. I enjoy it. I just think it's super overrated mm-hmm. by, like, everybody.
No, I definitely don't think so. I think it's fantastic. And I think it's a musical and it doesn't even, like... Like, when I heard about it, I was like, oh, it's a musical? I probably won't like this that much. And then I was like, this is one of the best movies ever. I think it's an incredible plot and just, like... The whole storytelling and pacing of it.
No, it's
is
great.
Incredible.
I agree.
And the characters are so good.
I just think it's overrated.
And the songs just hit like crazy, and the ending hits like crazy. That's how you do an ending. Going
that
back
is how,
to our
that
other
is how you,
that's how you do an ending.
That is how you do
I
an ending.
I think it's fantastic. But it's not ridiculous of you to say that it's like a little overrated.
I think it's overrated.
I don't think, it is, but
I
that's
think
fine.
People fiend over it too much.
Here's a hot take. I think one of the best. This has easily got to be a top five, like, growing up movie in, like, the 2000s to watch as, like, a kid. And I bet this is, like, you know, certain movies that your kids watch and, like, parents hate them, and certain movies you're like, this is fire. Like,
yeah.
As a parent. I'm not a parent, but I assume.
okay.
I think this is one of the best movies ever to grow up to, and I think it is Night of the Museum.
Oh,
is,
I love Night of
like,
the Museum.
It's, like, a top five growing up movie.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
That's probably not even a hot take.
No, that's
not. I just wanted to say that.
I've agreed with both of your hot takes.
So
my kids will be watching Night at the Museum. I loved Night at the Museum.
The museum's so good.
I think I'll just be showing my kids all those types of adventure films.
For real. Why don't we make those anymore?
Yeah.
Night at the Museum's awesome.
Well, like anything in that realm, like Night at the Museum, all of the Indiana Joneses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I understand why we shouldn't be making more of those. Please don't
actually,
don't tarnish
don't make more of those.
Beautiful
but
franchise.
But stuff like that.
Well, and like The Mummy?
I don't know if I've even seen those. Well, I've told you about... Well, for those of you who don't know, I have what's called Egyptophobia. Where
I don't know if you've told me
I've definitely
this.
Told you those. Where Egyptian stuff in general... Just freaks me out for no reason.
Okay.
And that's like a real, that's like
you,
a real thing.
I don't think you understand what a work of art The Mummy is.
I heard it's good.
The 1999 Mummy is a work of gorgeous, beautiful art. And it has Brendan Fraser. I love that movie very, very much. I mean, I also grew up watching it. And so, like, my kids will grow up watching all three of the Mummy movies. The first one's great. The second one's awful, and the third one's even worse, but my kids will grow up watching it. You know, I really enjoyed the second one, the PS4 rendition of Dwayne Johnson as a scorpion.
Oh, I've seen that clip.
It's nuts. It's so bad, but it's awesome. I love
it. That's hilarious.
But that's like the first Mummy, the 1999 Mummy movie, you need to watch.
Okay.
It is a work of glorious art.
We'll see. We'll see.
It's so good.
Let's move on to our next game, which is kind of not a game, it's kind of a thing, but it's sort of a game, which is called...
These are all kind of games.
The Popcorn Bucket List.
That was great timing,
in,
actually.
In this game, we're each just going to say one or more if we think of it, movies that we still haven't seen, but we definitely should have by now. And we'll probably just be mad at each other that we haven't seen these movies yet.
Yes.
Do you want to go first?
Movies that you haven't seen or movies that I haven't seen?
Movies that you haven't seen that you definitely should have by now.
I guess I haven't seen The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
That's a good one.
Is that like what we're looking for?
I
haven't seen Watchmen.
That's a good movie. I can think of two movies you haven't seen that you need to see.
Oh.
F1 and Fantastic Four. Like two of the biggest movies this year.
I've only seen Sharknado 1. I haven't seen the other six.
I haven't seen any of them.
Okay.
No, like, are there any like classic big movies you haven't seen? Like up until very recently, I hadn't seen Saving Private Ryan.
That's a good movie. I like that movie a lot.
I
haven't seen the Steven Yeun film Love Me. We talked about that last
These
semester.
These are all dumb films. Like, I haven't seen Parasite.
I also haven't seen Parasite.
That's a huge movie that everyone talks about.
I haven't seen Monkey Man.
So we need to watch that.
I haven't seen that.
That's a good movie. I've seen that. I haven't seen either of the Kill Bill movies from Quentin Tarantino.
I haven't seen those either.
And that's a big one people talk about.
Yeah. I guess I haven't seen, like, the rest of the Harry Potters. I've only seen up to four now. We've talked about that, though.
I haven't seen Shutter Island ever.
I haven't seen that either.
Man, so we haven't seen all the same movies.
Haven't seen The Thing.
I've seen The Thing. That's a good one. That one's really good. I haven't seen Taxi Driver before.
I haven't seen Taxi Driver.
That's another
like,
classic. I haven't seen the original Blade Runner movie.
I haven't seen the original one either. I haven't seen 2049 either.
Oh, I've seen that. That one's good. Well, actually, it's like all right.
I haven't seen any.
It's like really good cinematography, but it's kind of boring.
I haven't seen. People always are going crazy over the movie RRR. I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen The Departed, which I think is good.
Also, haven't seen that.
I haven't seen The Shining. I think that's a big one.
I've seen The Shining. That's a good movie.
I think that's a big one. I haven't seen.
I think you would like The Shining,
even though it's a horror movie.
I think you would.
Okay, I need to see it. Well, those are a couple ones that I haven't seen that I know are kind of bigger ones. Well, yeah, that was a fun game.
Wow, what a game.
Big game.
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to look and see if there's any more.
For the next game, I have prepared.
You have prepared.
I have prepared a bunch of random rapid fire questions. So it's time to play.
Okay, let me. You introduce
the game. It's time to play this or that. You should have just done that in the air horn, and it would have gone along when you blew your nose.
No, I don't want to make people suffer. For those of you who don't know, I blow my nose like a train horn, and so my poor roommates are sleeping, and I'm over in my bed. I can't sleep, and I'm sitting there like.
So I have a bunch of rapid-fire questions for you that I'm just going to ask that about film. I'm just going to ask them to you. And I want to get your, like, no thought. I just need to give you your answer. Or you can think about some if you want.
All right.
Okay, you ready?
You have them on your computer? They're not the ones that we're doing
no,
on the
I
doc.
Just have them ready. Okay. Practical effects or CGI?
I'm a big fan of practical.
Okay.
I'm a big George Lucas guy.
Original screenplay or adaptation?
Original. Always a fiend for original ideas.
Okay. Theater popcorn or home snacks?
Well, now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm going to say home snacks. I feel like after you get halfway through the popcorn bucket, if you don't have a drink or anything, even if you have a drink, your mouth is all weird.
That's real. I agree.
Yeah.
Slow burn drama or high energy chaos?
What do you think I'm going to pick? You live with me. The podcast fans know who I am. I'm not the most. I am a decently chaotic person.
Okay, so definitely that.
I'm a big chaos guy.
So if it's a movie or a show in another language, subtitles or the dubbed version?
I think I'd rather do subtitles. I hate it. I hate it so much when the dubbed version doesn't line up
yeah,
with
I agree. Or the characters don't sound like them at all.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, no, I agree.
The only one I can think of for that is I watched Squid Game, and I started it with the dubbed version, and I was like, this is awful.
Yeah.
And I switched to the subtitles, and it's so much better.
Yeah, I think, well, there's only one anime that I've ever watched. It's called Frieren Beyond Journey's End. It's really good. And I did it with the subtitles because I just couldn't, I couldn't do the dubbed.
Yeah, I agree. I think it takes a lot away from stuff, too, yeah, when it's the dubbed. A villain you root for, or...
Wait, real quick. Wait, I also want to say, when it comes to dubbed, I enjoy, especially like when it comes to like Japanese voice actors, I love how passionate they get.
Yeah,
in,
yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah,
in the actual versions, because like dubbed, they're not trying. Exactly. But in the normal...
It just sounds
like,
so bad. It,
yeah, anyway, continue.
Let's go. Perfect ending or mind-blowing twist?
Perfect ending or mind-blowing twist. I think I like perfect ending. I think when you start focusing on the twist, you lose a little bit of like your story when all you're focusing on is the twist and you're just waiting for a twist the whole time. I don't think there always has to be a twist. I think you should focus on your ending. And we talked about that earlier.
Boom.
Your ending should be...
Endings are important. Endings That's the theme important. Of this episode.
That is the theme.
Endings are important.
Maybe we should title the this episode, The Ending? Question mark, question mark. It's not the end of Two Tickets, Please. We have at least two... We have more than 2 years left. Exactly. We're going to do it all 4 years, right?
Oh, yeah.
We have more than 2 years left in this studio, and who knows when we graduate. We'll probably keep doing it. We should keep doing it.
Crying in the theater or yelling at the screen? Like, who would you rather have in the theater with you? Like, some random...
I'd rather have someone cry.
Yeah.
I hate people who are yelling. It depends. I can't say in general because I'd be a hypocrite. If there are other people in your movie theater, you should not be talking at all.
Well, you gotta feel the vibe. Like 99% of movies, you shouldn't be like talking loud at all in a movie theater. But like I went to see like Avengers Infinity War opening night, and people were like clapping and like,
oh yeah, that's yeah, fine.
Like, well, stuff like that, you
like
know?
During the Minecraft movie, yeah, that's fine.
Everyone was like going crazy. Like, you just have to read the
yeah
theater.
You have to read the theater,
but like 99% of movies you shouldn't be doing anything like that. But
yeah, and I think it's cool when people cry in movie theaters because you're really feeling the emotion of the movie.
Yeah, I think that's fine, honestly.
Yeah, I do
like,
too.
That's not a big... If they were like, I'd probably be a little annoyed if they were like bawling their eyes out like really loud, I guess. But
yeah,
like, that doesn't happen.
No, yeah, if they're sitting there and they're like, no, that's, like, I'm not going to deal
with that.
What
movie has you going like that?
Shelby Oaks when it ended.
Probably Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah, and that. I did genuinely cry during that movie.
I did. I didn't, like, cry, like, teared up at that.
Oh, yeah, I teared up. I didn't, like, yeah. Tears were not streaming down my face. All
right, I have a few more rapid fires. A24 weirdness or Marvel comfort?
So.
That's interesting.
I feel like. When did Endgame come out? 2021?
No, it was like 2019.
Oh, it was 2019. I would say pre-Endgame and Shang-Chi, because I have a strange love for Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
I would say Marvel comfort. But now that I've grown up a little bit and Marvel's not as good as it was, I think I'm going to go with A24 weirdness.
Yeah. I think that... People say there's, like, Marvel fatigue and there's too much. I don't think there's Marvel fatigue. I think there's bad writing fatigue.
Yes, I agree.
And the good movies are still good.
Yeah.
Like, I really enjoyed Fantastic Four and Thunderbolts and stuff, and those are good. But there's still, most of them have been bad since Endgame.
Yes.
So we need good Marvel movies.
We need good
Marvel
movies.
I'm still on the Marvel train when they're good. I like Marvel a lot.
But I think right now I'm A24 weirdness.
Okay. Would you rather it was all a dream type ending or just no ending at all? Like, it just ends out of nowhere,
well,
or someone wakes up and is like,
thing,
it was all a dream.
So, this is my thing with this is a hard question to ask, because we've been talking about how important endings are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you end with it's all a dream, you are getting rid of everything that you've done in the movie.
Pretty much.
So, I would rather end sporadically. Like, if Shelby Oaks ended and it was all a dream, I would hate it the same, because...
Yeah.
Then it really didn't. Nothing mattered. No. None of the stakes were real.
Yeah.
So I think I'd rather it end abruptly. I probably would have given it one star if it just was all a dream.
That's true. I hate those. What are some movies that even end that way? Like, I feel like that's like a common thing. People are like, "Oh, it was all a dream," but I don't think movies actually end that way very
No,
often.
They shouldn't. They never should.
Because they never should. It's bad. It's a bad idea.
I think it gets rid of all the stakes. It's dumb.
Yeah. Overhyped classic or underrated flop?
I don't know, man. That's hard. Because when thinking about this, I'm thinking of overrated classics and underhyped flops. I'd probably go with overrated classic anyway.
Yeah, that's probably
good. Yeah.
Here, dude, this is a good one. Plot holes, but good vibes in the movie. Or super airtight storytelling, but no soul in the movie.
So I'm gonna use an example. Have you seen The Tomorrow War with Chris Pratt?
No, I haven't.
We should watch that movie. When I first watched that movie, I loved it. It's not great, yeah. But it's not bad either. It's so much fun, and it's really cool the way that they do it, but it's plot holed.
Yeah.
Like, it's like someone took, like a tack and just, like, started stabbing a water balloon. Like, there are so many plot holes. But it's just, like, the vibes are good. So I'm going to go with vibes and plot holes. I'm not a super pretentious guy when it comes to movies. Like I said, I love Dodgeball. So I'm going to go with good vibes, plot holes.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of good movies that have a lot of plot holes.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I feel like a lot of Marvel movies probably do.
Oh, yeah.
Any movie that involves time travel probably doesn't actually make any sense.
Yeah,
truly. But there's a lot of good time travel movies.
I agree.
speaking of that, time travel confusion or multiversal madness in the movie?
This reminds me of one of my hot takes, but I don't need to get into it right now. I should have brought this up earlier. What was I going to say? Oh, I would probably rather do... Well, okay, so here's the issue with that question. If time travel is done a certain way, it turns into multiversal madness.
Mm.
Especially, like, the way... That's the way time travel works in Marvel. Because when you go back in time and accidentally change something, then you create the multiverse.
Yeah, because time travel logic is different in literally every form of media. Because it doesn't actually make any sense.
Exactly. Doesn't actually make any sense.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to go with probably just time travel.
Yeah.
Because I don't... Multiverse is complicated.
Yeah, let's do like two more and then we're going to move on.
Okay.
3-hour epic or 90-minute chaos?
Oh, no. This is hard because you're asking me... Oh, this reminds me of another hot take that I probably could have brought up earlier, too. You're asking me to choose between Oppenheimer and like...
Dodgeball. I think it really depends.
And that's so hard. I don't... You viewers...
Not to answer the question myself, but...
No, you can.
At a movie theater, I'd want it to be like 3 hours. And I never want the movie to end. I would sit there like through the whole thing.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But like when you're watching somebody like The House or something like that, it's like...
It's so hard.
You don't
want
to sit through...
It's so hard.
You don't want to start a 3-hour movie. It's hard to.
You're
asking
me...
But when you're at a theater, I'd love to go see a super long movie.
To choose between Oppenheimer and Dodgeball, and I just can't answer that right now.
That's okay.
That question breaks me mentally.
So no answer.
You don't understand how much I love both of those
let's
movies.
Let's do two more questions. Nostalgia sequel or bold reboot?
All right. I don't know if you'll agree with this or not.
Okay.
But I'm not huge on rebooting franchises with different characters or different actors. If you're going to take Harrison Ford and you're going to make him look younger to play a sort of older Indiana Jones, that I'm going to watch Dial of Destiny and I'm going to sit through the whole movie no matter what. And even though you do some stupid Nazi time travel thing, I'm going to sit there, I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to give it 3 stars because I love Indiana Jones. So give me...
But if they reboot it with some random actor, you wouldn't be as excited.
No, I wouldn't
be
as excited because it's not Harrison.
Okay.
It's not Indiana.
Okay, okay. Now, last question. Main character dies or the villain wins?
These are very dependent on what we've been talking about earlier.
The ending.
The ending. Yeah. Does the demon win in Shelby Oaks? I would rather not have that. But does Darth Vader and the Empire win in The Empire Strikes Back? Yes, I want that because of what happens at the end. The hope for the return of the Jedi, which is the title.
But does
the
villain
movie.
Winning outweigh a great ending of, like, a main character sacrifice.
Well, I'm getting to that now, because if the main character sacrifices, if it's sacrificial, then I'm taking that all day.
Okay.
But if it's not sacrificial, then should I take it? I don't know.
Mm.
Because sacrifice is one of the greatest things to ever do in cinema. I don't know. It's really hard.
Yeah.
That's a hard question. But my answer is, if it's sacrificial, I'll take main character dying. Because that shows more about your main character in a script or in a novel or in a story in general than anything. If they're willing to sacrifice themselves for, you know, their friends or the greater good, whatever. Like, that's good. Sacrifice is important in all aspects of life, really.
Nice.
Let me get into philosophy.
We have, like, 5 minutes left. I have a game idea that I actually literally just thought of right now. This game is called Rank It and Guess It.
Okay. Wow.
We've
peaked for the first time today.
We're gonna switch roles a little bit. So, AJ, I'm making this up as we go. I'm making up this game right now. And we have 5 minutes. We're going
to
do it
fast. I just want to take a second before we do this
to
appreciate how well you've done running games today.
Yes.
Because usually I run the games, and man, you've done a great job.
I'm coming up with it on the fly. We're doing good.
You've done a great job. I just want to say that.
AJ, you're going to give me a I'd say a franchise of something.
Okay.
But you're going to give me, and I'm going to, that has at least 5 movies in it. It can be anything. And you're going to, and the first 5 movies of that franchise, I'm going to right now rank those 5 as quickly as I can.
Okay.
And then your job is to guess correctly my ranking of those 5 movies.
Okay.
So it can be anything. It could be like Marvel or Star Wars or something. But I'm going to just do the 5 first movies of that franchise.
Okay. Wow, this is...
And I'm going to do it really quick.
All right, well... For the sake of time, since it's the only thing that's in my mind, and since it's the only thing that we seem to end every episode with, I'm going to give you the Star Wars franchise.
I feel like you know that, though.
I know.
What's one you wouldn't know?
Probably, like...
Like, Star Wars, you're going to know that.
Marvel, I'll also know yours.
You could do, like, Pirates of the Caribbean, or, like, Pixar, or, like...
Let's go with Pixar.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to pull up, because I'm going to give you the first 5, because that's what you're choosing from.
Yes, Pixar, let's do Pixar.
Movies.
I don't know if I know that. I don't know if I know your Pixar.
Yeah, you
picks
probably
as
won't
well.
Know this. Let's see. Pixar movies in order of release. What in the world? That's not it.
Toy Story, A Bug's Life, Toy Story 2, Monsters, Inc.
And Finding. Okay.
And Finding Nemo.
Okay. So that's the 5 options you've got. It's Toy Story, A Bug's Life, Toy Story 2, Monsters, Inc., and Finding Nemo.
Oh, I got this on lock.
Okay.
Number 5, I can already tell you what number 5 is going to be. You probably don't even have it down yet.
Let's see.
Let me entertain our guests while you do that.
This will take me 2 seconds.
Make sure at the end of this episode, which will be in like 2 to 5 minutes, you stay and listen to all the ads so I can make a little bit of money to go to the doctor on Friday to see why I'm still sick. Just kidding. I'm recovering. I'm doing a lot better than I was last week. I just like playing into the sick bit. Again, Jackson has done such a great job at running games today. I'm so proud of him. Man, it's been a really good episode. I think this is a great bounce-back episode for us so far.
Okay, I have done it really quick, and I'm going to be honest, I'm not like 100% firm in my stand on this. So if it sounds, if you're like, what?
Okay.
But I have ranked the five.
Well, right in now. Fifth place, I'm going to guess A Bug's Life.
That is correct. I did.
And now it gets a little harder.
I feel like I've seen that one time a long time ago.
I've also probably only seen it
But once. Now you've got left. You've got Toy Story, Toy Story 2, Monsters, Inc., and Finding Nemo.
I think I'm going to have to go with Toy Story 2?
No.
In fourth?
No.
Finding Nemo in fourth.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not the biggest Finding Nemo guy.
Okay. So then Toy Story 2 in third.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And now it's a big toss-up
now
here. I'm just going to guess your first place.
Wait, yeah, it's between Toy Story and Monsters,
Inc. This is my second favorite Pixar movie. Is it Monsters, Inc. in first?
Yes.
So Toy Story's in second.
Yeah.
Only got one wrong. Boom.
That's pretty good. And I'm honestly not sure about my... I haven't seen them in a while about Toy Story and Toy Story 2.
Yeah.
I don't know. Toy Story, Toy Story 1, and Toy Story 2, and Toy Story 3 are all good.
I agree.
And Toy Story, I don't know exactly where
Toy
I put
Story
them.
1 is my fourth favorite Pixar
yeah.
film.
Yeah. So I did, yeah, I put Monsters, Inc., Toy Story 2, Finding Nemo, and then A Bug's Life.
Yeah.
For the top, for the first five.
Should
That's
we?
Crazy. A Bug's Life was the number, was in the first five made.
That's 17th.
It was
on
the
my,
second one made.
That's 17th on my Pixar list, by the way.
Yeah. That was the second Pixar movie they made. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then they started turning up. Holy cow, they went on a run after that.
Yeah.
Well, after the first five, which were also good, then they made Incredibles, then Cars, then Ratatouille.
And then the best one, the best one.
Then Wall-E, then Up, and then Toy Story, and then Cars 2. That's insane.
Just want to clarify, when I say best one, I'm talking about Ratatouille.
That's
just want to clarify.
An insane run they went on right there.
Oh, I know.
Like, Pixar was elite from 1995 to, like, 2011, and then still, they kept making good ones.
They were still good.
It went down a little bit.
And then they made Soul. Oh, I love that movie. Anyway.
Yeah, but, like, every movie was a banger all the way through, like, 2011, and then they made Brave, which is not good, but... But yeah, I had a couple of random games written down, but we have used up our time, and we had a lot of fun playing these games. I hope you guys had a lot of fun listening to these.
Yeah, I don't think we expected to talk about Shelby Oaks for like 12
We did
minutes.
Talk about it for a while because we just started talking about like movie structure and ending and stuff, which we hope you guys enjoy. That's what you're here for. We talk about movies and we play games.
We do. It was actually more educational than I thought it would
exactly.
be.
Exactly.
Which is good. That's good for us.
So what have you learned?
Comment on the Instagram what you learned.
Yell it out to me right now.
Or go up to your mom and... Or just your parents in general, and then go, I learned about ending
I learned. I learned out about how to end movies.
Yell.
Go tell them that.
Yeah,
and that endings are important.
Endings are important.
Yell out to the screen
we'll say
right
it again.
Now that endings are important.
thank you so,
much for joining
for
us.
For joining us on Two Tickets, Please. As always, you can connect on the Instagram. Guess who's going to make reels and TikToks this weekend?
Yes.
Both of us
yes,
are going to work
do
on
it.
Some stuff. We're going to do it. And if we don't, we're going to have to do 500 push-ups and post it on the Instagram.
We will. If we don't make a reel, we'll just post 500 push-ups and
yes.
put it on there.
Yeah, we're going to do that instead.
So, thanks so much for joining us. And
yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
This has been Two Tickets, Please.
We'll see you guys next
and
week.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye!